USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 10 people are dead and over 150 are missing as authorities try to find out how a Florida condo collapsed near Miami Beach. Florida Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz saying a team of investigators is looking into it as search and rescue operations continue.
They're in a preliminary investigation right now to determine whether or not they open a full investigation. I'm not an expert, but I would expect that it is natural that they would decide to do that.
The White House is walking back President Biden's veto threat on bipartisan infrastructure legislation. Press Secretary Jen Psaki reiterating a veto threat was not the president's intended message. Democrats aim to pass a scaled-down bipartisan infrastructure bill in tandem with a larger budget reconciliation bill that would include Biden's more partisan priorities. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're tired of the old cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax TV. More than 40 million Americans are tuning in, making Newsmax the fastest-growing cable news channel in America. Every minute, every day, Newsmax gives you the real news you can trust. With top analysts, hosts, and guests like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and so many more. It's easy to watch. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems, or get Newsmax free on streaming platforms like Roku, Zumo, Pluto, YouTube, and most smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Remember, Newsmax is different than most cable news networks. You can get it for free on your smartphone, so download the Newsmax app and start watching right now. Join the Newsmax revolution and get us everywhere. Online at Newsmax.com, on your cable channel, your smart TV, and your smartphone. Because when news breaks, you need a trusted source. It's Newsmax.